Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
I think he can help a lot. We're really happy with it. It's something that had been in the works for a while. He's a good fit for us. You know, the system he's been in for the last 3 years is the same system, so he picks it up quickly there. He's a really good fit just style of play-wise. So we absolutely will get him weaved into it right away, and he'll be playing on Sunday. I don't really look at it like that. I mean, I think that's kind of a good narrative to talk about, but we're just trying to get better all the time, you know, just trying to improve all the time. So, you know, we were playing good defense before, but there's a lot of things we had to work on. Playing, you know, our statistically better defense, but to me, there's still a lot of things to work on. And if you ask those guys, they'll tell you the same thing. They give you a lot of different pictures, you know, so you've got to sort the pictures out. And then also you got to deal with the fact that it's going to be loud. You know, I think at home, that's something that they really play into, the idea that the offense is going to have a tough time communicating, and see if they can get the offense on their heels and get them discombobulated if they can. Yeah, we've done really well. I mean, it's two good games, you know. So obviously getting Lamar back is a big part of that, but everything is really a big part of it. And even through the weeks where Lamar wasn't playing, and with Tyler playing, and before that with Coop, I mean, you're just still trying to get better at everything you do.
That's John Harbaugh yesterday meeting with the media at One Winning Drive, talking about the offense and how they've gotten better over the last couple of weeks. You go back to the win against Chicago, running the ball effectively in the red zone.
Yep.
Tyler Huntley game managing, not turning the ball over, just handling your business. And then last week against the Dolphins, a week ago tonight, as a matter of fact, Lamar Jackson throws 4 touchdown passes, is the AFC Offensive Player of the Week because of it. And Derrick Henry got fourth quarter chunk play yards. So the question was to John Harbaugh how the offense has improved over the last couple of weeks. After the previous 2 weeks with Cooper Rush, they scored 13 points combined.
Yeah, they were bottom of the barrel with Cooper. It seemed like the players knew in their hearts that Cooper Rush couldn't get it done. I mean, that's the way they played against Houston. You know, they didn't even show up. Bob, the thing that still, when you look back at last year's offense, where they were 409 yards a game, number one in rushing, 7 in pass, where they were dominant offense, to me it's about the O-line. I mean, Lamar was sacked last year, what, 11 times? Not a lot. You know, where he's been sacked, what, 15? He was 15.
17 now.
17 times he's been sacked. And that's the thing is like, with the offense, what I don't see is Like, on first down, they're not getting much running. To me, it's like the offensive line is not there yet. They're not in that dominant mode yet like they were last year. And to me, it's all about the offensive line. There's not those big holes like there was last year, you know? And it's like, to me, it's like they're not playing as a group of five. They're playing like as a group of three on one play, a group of four on one play, you know? And sometimes they'll hit it, you know, with a group of five. You know, having Ricard in there, you know, helps. But for them to become dominant, to me, it's about the old line, period. You know, and that's protecting Lamar. And that's creating holes. That's giving Lamar time to throw. Because got Bate involved more last week, you know, and the tight end. All three tight ends are involved. So I think that's a good thing. So I there's even more pieces, you know, to be able to throw to. And you got Keaton Mitchell involved too. And it all goes back. They've got great skill. O-line's got to step up and play better. And to me, that's what's lacking in this offense right now. That's why, you know, offensively, Bob, the Ravens, it's a joke. They're ranked 20th. You know, almost 100 yards less than they were last year, which it should not be. And last year they were averaging over 200 yards rushing a game. Now it's 135. And to me, it's all about the O-line.
And answer a question about Lamar last year was sacked 23 times.
Yeah.
Ravens quarterbacks through the first 8 weeks have been sacked 24 times. Lamar 17. He didn't play it 2.5 games.
That's a joke. With the guy, you know, the most elusive quarterback probably in history, it shouldn't happen.
But Minnesota coming in here, a team that can get to the quarterback, and we're going to break down the game. Got Vinny's Keys coming up here later on in this hour. Also heard John Harbaugh talking about the defense, and in particular, the addition of Draymond Jones. He was practicing yesterday, wearing number 41. Looks like Carl Lawson's rolling with number 99. Okay. So he'll be activated, we think.
He'll
be up against Minnesota coming up 1 o'clock Sunday there. So Draymond Jones, plug and play, getting acclimated as quickly as possible. Carl Lawson's been in the system for 3 weeks here, so shouldn't be any excuses for him in that regard, I wouldn't think.
Well, I really liked the Draymond Jones addition. And the reason he's wearing 41, Bob, he wore 45 for Tennessee this past year. And Mike Green wears 45, so I guess Draymond didn't pay him, or, you know, doesn't care about what number he wears.
He's not LT. Let's go. Yeah. You know what I mean? But not Lawrence Taylor.
Draymond Jones, he's 6'3", he's 281, and he's got long arms, almost 34-inch arms, which help. You know, and he's got 19 pressures and 4.5 sacks. 4.5 sacks over his last four games. So he's kind of in rhythm right now. He's feeling it, and he's – The thing that I liked about him watching him on film is he's going to help the run game too, because he's a better version of Tavius Robinson, you know, pass rush wise, you know, and at 281 pounds, he can set the edge, which is going to help in the run game. Because the Vikings, you know, they can run it, and they've got tight ends that can block, you know, and Oliver, but he didn't practice. Hopefully he's going to be out, which would be nice. But, you know, having to go against, you know, a Mike Green, Oliver and stuff, a Van Noy, those guys are light guys and don't play the run as well. Draymond Jones is really going to help, and I'm guessing Lawson, too, will help. But Draymond, he's got a fabulous get-off. And when we watch him on Sunday, just watch his takeoff. He really comes off well. And I'll make a bet that when he goes up against the right tackle for the Vikings, you watch. He's got a beautiful spin move back inside. He's going to get a sack. He's going to get a sack in this game. And he can bull rush because he's got really good. He understands leverage. And when you watch him in the run stuff, fundamentally he's outstanding. You know, he'll sit there. He knows he's got to keep that outside arm and outside leg free. And he locks out. And he'll lock out and keep his eyes on the ball. And he'll do a good job chasing the football. So I think it's a real good addition. And I guess listening to Harbs there, sounds like this has been in the works for, you know, a couple weeks. So, you know, good for them. I guess that's who they targeted and that's who they wanted. I just wish, Bob, they would have added one more D tackle.
fifth round pick, could be a fourth. If he gets two sacks, they make the playoffs. Which we're hoping becomes reality here. You'll sacrifice that.
Yeah. So is Eric.
In a big, big way. By the way, Brian O'Neill, right tackle for the Vikings. But we had Paul Allen on yesterday, not the one that took the axe to the head in American Psycho. But he was saying that the woes of the O-line and their quarterbacks have been sacked 33 times.
Yep.
Or more related to injuries than performance.
Hey, JJ got sacked 5 times at Detroit last week.
Yeah.
You know, so... Bob, I they weren't a big, they get there with 4 a lot, you know. I mean, that's, Hutchinson causes a lot of problems for Detroit and stuff, caused a lot of problems for them. I think the Ravens are going to come after JJ's ass, you know, and attack the heck out of him. And I think I'll be disappointed, Bob, if they don't have 3+ sacks, you know, on JJ McCarthy. So just don't let him get into a rhythm, and we'll go through the keys later in the show.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. Jim Smith, athletic director, University of Maryland, joining us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll talk some Terps with him. We got Maryland-Georgetown tomorrow at Xfinity. It's a gold rush. Terps at Rutgers football. Maryland getting 1.5 against the Scarlet Knights, trying to end this 4-game losing streak. And then you've got the, all sorts of other crazy stuff going on with men's soccer, ranked number 1 in the country.
That's awesome.
Right now. So we'll get into all of that with Jim Smith. Your predictions, concerns for tomorrow or Sunday's game. Ravens are laying 4.5. Paul Allen again was incredulous when he heard the spreads. Like, how the hell are the Ravens 4.5-point favorites at Minnesota, who just won at Detroit? I don't make the odds, man. I just try to bet on them, usually poorly.
Yep.
But well, it is what it is.
The thing, Bob, is and I'm guessing a lot of it is Lamar Jackson, J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, what's Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, Jared Goff? They were favoring all those games, too. Lamar Jackson's a changer when it comes to the point spread. But are the Ravens back, air quotes? They won 2 in a row. They're favored on the road. They'll be favored in Cleveland. They'll be favored against the Jets. They'll be favored against, as long as Lamar's playing. That's always the big one. Number 8's under center. Ravens are going to be favored to win. Are they back? Last week, we were talking about it. Can the Ravens get to 5-5 by the Jets the Sunday before Thanksgiving? Me and Nolan said no. Vinny said yes. What do you think? Now I'll be pissed if they're not 5-5.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No
50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Drafted by Denver out of Ohio State. Now, he was projected to be a big-time draft pick. Got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He was there with Chase Young and all those guys coming out of Buckeye Land. Then went to Seattle. But he's been on a hot streak. What, 4 sacks? 4.5 sacks? His last 4 games. Now he comes into Baltimore. I'm going to temper. I mean, you want him? You think he's going to get a sack? And I'm not disagreeing with that. But I was thinking, and usually nothing happens when I'm doing that, but Lawson and Jones might not 100% duplicate what Owe and Clowney did 2 years ago,
right?
But maybe trying to revisit that magic to put a oomph in a pass rush that's one of the worst in the National Football League, right?
And Bob, like you said, Lawson's been practicing for 3 weeks. Now, with Draymond, what Harb said was he's been in the system the last 3 years. He was with Mike McDonald in Seattle, I think, for a year. And then he was in Tennessee.
Yeah, he was here last year, yeah.
He was in Tennessee with Denard Wilson this past year. So basically the same system. And that's why it's an easy transition for him. And that's why Harb says, oh, yeah, absolutely, he's playing on Sunday. I would imagine, Bob, all those players that were traded this past week, they're all playing on Sunday.
Ravens had every guy on the 53-man roster.
That's the first time I'd ever seen the injury report, Bob, where it said, no, nothing to report.
But for the Vikings, they had a lot. Through Aaron Jones is banged up by Harrison Smith. They got some dudes.
Josh Oliver.
Yeah, who were dealing with some issues here. Ravens are 4.5-point favorites. We're all feeling a little bit better about the team than we were, say, 2 weeks ago. Now you just have to keep stacking these wins. It's a very winnable division. I mean, for instance, right now, what's Kansas City, 5-4?
Yeah.
The team everyone's been afraid of or can't get over in the postseason. They're not even first place. They're in third place in their own division right now. Buffalo's in second place in the AFC East. I mean, the Colts, they were 7-1, and then Pittsburgh just pulled their pants down. Well, Colts had a lot to do with it. Point is, this thing is still wide open in the AFC. As good as it balanced as it can be, there's no, like, team. You can't. Can you point to one team and go, oh, they're the best team?
No.
No.
No, I do the Dirty Dozen. It switches every week.
No way.
Yeah, right now, Bob, like, I got the Rams. Rams is the best team, you know, in football. So, yeah, like you said. And, Bob, what it's going to come down to is, you know, over these last 9, who's going to make a run? Who's going to put a stretch together that they can win 6 of 8? Something, you know, go 6-2 or what, 7-2 down the stretch. That's who's going to pull it out, you know. I think it's going to be kind of exciting to see because, you know, if the Ravens can go on a run.
Based on schedule,
yeah.
Not to go purple Kool-Aid, they seem to be in the best shape to do so. Next 2 games on the road, got it. Cleveland's always a pain in the ass,
yeah.
No matter the strength of the Ravens. But the Jets, I mean, come on, they've already conceded.
Yeah.
And then Cincinnati can't stop a nosebleed. And then you got Pittsburgh coming up after that.
And that could be a huge game because, you know, Pittsburgh, I mean, we'll be shocked if Pittsburgh goes to the Chargers and wins this weekend.
So what do you think, everybody? Ravens 4.5-point favorites at the Vikings, coming off a big win themselves on the road at Detroit. Chip Smith, Maryland AD, joining us at the bottom of the hour. But let's go to Baltimore. It's Ray. Ray, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What up, Ray?
Hey, listen. Shout out to the Colts. You know, we don't talk about Ursae on his line. You know, it's kind of sort of, devilish. But, I'm going to say this. The new boss is talented. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I have no problem with the Colts anymore. No, I exercise those demons. It's different for us. But I've exercised those demons. I still hate the Steelers, though, Ray.
Hey, listen. I'm talking about the new lady that's running.
With the Elvira eyelashes in the notebook, whatever the hell.
Hey, Ray, I was out at practice, you know, when they were practicing against the Colts. I'm saying, who's that Who's that woman down there, you know, with a notepad walking around like she owns the place? Oh, that's the owner.
She does own the place.
Yeah. No, she owns it all right. Lord have mercy. But anyway, let's talk about, like, I get back focused. Let's talk about the Ravens and the Orioles, for example, right? Now, I got a couple of questions for Vinny. How do you think this trade with Draymond Jones is going to fit in when it comes to the run game? Because we all focus on the pass rush and pass rush, pass rush. What about the run game?
I think Draymond's 281 pounds. And if you watch him on film, you know, like, oh, I watched the last three games that he played at Tennessee. Fundamentally, he's outstanding. He sets the edge. He's going to be a big addition to the run game.
Absolutely. That's what I'm concerned about, because we focus so much on the flashy things, the sacks, but the run game is actually what beats people, man, to me as somebody that played football. Not at your level, Vinny, but somebody that understands football a little bit. Secondly, are we seeing Nate Wiggins emerging as a lockdown corner? Now, he's still young, but I want to know whether or not he's still emerging as that. One more question on the O's. What needs, because as you talked about that, I hung up the phone yesterday, you know, Mr. Rubenstein says he wants to spend money. So we know that the Kyle Tuckers of the world is, you know, it's just, that's not even relevant. Do you think that the Orioles should focus on, like, that Cubs pitcher, maybe Edwin Diaz, because we're not sure whether or not Batista is going to be the same guy. Do you think that the Orioles should focus a lot more on pitching when it comes to free agency rather than the big bets? Because we have the big bets, and I'll take it off air. Y'all guys have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Well, they need a bat, a thumper, some way, somehow. They need their in-house guys to play like they did in the second half of 23, or second half of 22 through 23, first half of 24. You get that, you're in business just within your own drafted players, but they need to add somebody. Muscles O'Neal, I'm not sold on him because he can't hit the post. When he plays, he provides offense, but they still need a thumper. Do you go all in? Like, Kyle Schwarber's not coming here. Kyle Tucker's not coming here. Do you level down a little bit? Do you possibly try to trade for one? Syliba Suarez out of Seattle's a free agent. Do you want to pay him? He's good for 30 bombs a year. I still think pitching, and in particular bullpen, Edwin Diaz might be a hefty price tag. I'd prefer a Ranger Suarez, but we'll see what Mike Elias has in store for Orioles fans in the offseason. But getting back to the Ravens stopping the run, you know, Mason's a good back. Jones is a really good back when he's healthy, and he was having a good game, but he's banged up again. Slow started when he came back from the, what was it, a hammy that cost him 6 weeks. I mean, is Jones, even if he plays, is he still the guy he was in Green Bay and last year for Minnesota?
Yeah, I don't see the burst and stuff. I mean, Bob, it's not going to be. I thought A-Chain caused him some problems. I mean, there were some creases in there. You know, the defense, you know, got better. Between the 20s, they weren't great. You know, in the red zone, I thought they were good. But there were some huge holes there, which, you know, Draymond is going to help close that down.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw, going to hear from him. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Prediction for the Ravens at Minnesota. 4.5-point favorites. We'll do our picks today because Vinny's off tomorrow. But Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, is going to be joining us next. Talk about the gold rush tomorrow. Xfinity, Maryland taking on Georgetown for the first time in 9 years. Maryland football's at Rutgers. Got to break this 4-game losing streak. And the Maryland men's soccer team. Where's the foam finger? Nolan, we're number one. We're number one. We're number one.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription.
Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Here to talk about all of that and more, Ask the AD is sponsored by the Green Turtle, featuring the Turtle Trio, 3 favorites, for $15.99 plus $2 off personal pictures. Joins us every Thursday. He's AD Jim Smith. Jim, good morning. How you feeling?
Good morning, Bob. Doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. All right. Yeah, you got a busy week, so we don't have time to jibber jabber. Let's get right to it. We'll start with the men's basketball team. They win in Baltimore on Monday night against Coppin, you know, handling their business, shooting the ball well from beyond the arc. The defense started to percolate, but tomorrow night, Georgetown comes in. Ed Cooley and Buzz Williams have a relationship back from their Big East days when Buzz was at Marquette and Ed was at Providence. It's a gold rush. It's a first time in 9 years that Georgetown and Maryland have gotten reacquainted. It's a regional rivalry. So I'm guessing tomorrow night down at Xfinity Center, it's going to be charged up and ready to rock and roll there.
Oh, this place is going to be rocking. I was just looking at the numbers before we got on and saw the enormous number of students that have requested tickets for this game. So, you know, when the students are coming, the atmosphere is going to be incredible. So really looking forward to welcoming Georgetown to the Gold Rush at Xfinity Center.
Now, we had Buzz Williams on. We get him on every week. Still don't know what radio station he's coming on, which is cool, or who the hell he's even talking to, which I have no problem with. But a very engaging guy who's certainly all business. And boy, does he engage with his players watching some of these substitution patterns over the course of 40 minutes here.
Hey, Buzz, you are Bob, you're seeing Buzz only on game day. That's how his practices are. It is the intensity, the energy, the effort that you have to put forward to be a part of Buzz Williams basketball team is really, really fun to watch. And I think that's what, you know, all these fans are going to see over a period of time is this team comes to play with incredible energy. And it's nice to be able to be getting some guys back from injury as well, because you're starting to see we're a deeper team. He played 10 guys in the first 10 minutes of the game the other day. I mean, you're seeing these substitution patterns that are really fun to watch from an intensity standpoint. And that's really so he can make sure his defense is always ready to go. And then we got to be able to shoot the ball, which we certainly did well the other night.
Hey, Jim, watching that, watching the Indiana game the other day, I mean, it was so frustrating because, you know, you got everything the way you wanted it to start. You got it, you know, and I really think you have a good defense. Now, offensively, you know, in the Big Ten, you got to have O-line, you got to be able to run the ball to win, and you got to have receivers that can catch it. You know, and with a rookie quarterback, having no O-line and no run game, you're killing the kid. You know, that's what I've seen thus far. But defensively, they just get worn down, but they're good enough. You know, that's what I – what do you see?
Yeah, I think you summed it up really well with one exception, right? The O-line pass blocks exceptionally well, right? It's you know, we've still given up the third fewest sacks in the nation. So we pass block really well. We're not run blocking well right now. You know, we have definitely got to do better. The coaches know that. You know, we got to run. You said it best. We got to run the ball in the Big Ten. You got to be able to run the ball in November because you have no idea what the weather is going to be like. But you're also 100% right on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, going into the Indiana game, we were a top 10 defense in the country. We're a top 25 defense in the country. And we got to get them off the field. We got to give, you know, the offense has got to click a little better to give the defense some time to rest. So, and then I'll also agree with you on we got off to a great start in Indiana. Yeah. Get into the red zone early and only get 3 points. Have an incredible three and out. On the second series, great field position, and don't get any points. So we got to score some points here down the stretch. We got four games where if we score some points, we'll surprise a lot of people and end up with a record that I don't think anybody is expecting right now.
Jim, this game against Rutgers Saturday kind of reminds me of, 2 weeks ago, Ravens-Bears, where it was like an absolute must-win. Do you see that with the Rutgers game, that this is an absolute must-win for the Terps this weekend?
I think every game is a must-win at this point, right? We have high expectations for ourselves, and I don't think anybody feels really good about where we're at. Sure, we talked about losing three games by 10 points, and that's frustrating, and those are wins we'd like to have in the win column. But every game right now, we want to win, so I'd say every game we play is a must-win.
Jim Smith, AD, University of Maryland, talking about what's happening down in College Park. And to your point about the defense, Zaire Mathis, of course, freshman. Yep. He was named as one of the Sean Alexander Freshman of the Year nominees. Matter of fact, a semifinalist for that particular honor. But Mike Locksley, the fire Locksley chance, and obviously, Jim, this is way beyond my pay grade and Vinny's. And, I mean, you've always been Team Locks. But when you hear things like that personally, how does that make you feel where the head coach is being maligned by the fan base here at basketball games, no less?
Yeah, you know, look, I think fans have a right to express their opinion. I don't love it, but it is part of what we sign up for when we take these roles. So I don't love it because I think it's really I don't think it helps the program. I don't think it helps us recruit when people are out there chanting those things. But look, the fans have a right to their opinion, and they're going to voice it however they feel they want to.
Jim, I've been there. I've been through that before, Jim. Hey, now let's talk about your number one soccer team playing Michigan State.
Hey, it's really, like, I know you guys aren't huge soccer fans, but this is a team that has gotten better every game they've played through the entire season. And Sasso's got a really special group playing really hard, playing together, very talented, a lot of fun to watch. You know, hopefully we go get a good result at Michigan State, and then we can host the Big Tens here, and maybe you guys can come out and check out a game.
Hey, man, I was a big fan of Stan and Man Stamankovich for the Baltimore Blast back in the 80s there.
Jim Indoor.
Hey, championships, man. They were bringing up championships. Jim, what else is going on at College Park? As you know, the winter sports have certainly started, and I was reading that the lacrosse has already started to get things dialed up. Where's the hell's that 2025 going? But a lot going on with your program down there at University of Maryland.
Well, we have a, you know, big field hockey game here, Big Ten tournament. We're the 2 seed. It's going to be played this afternoon. We're Indiana's hosting. We're going to play Ohio State today, so that's a big event that you can turn on the Big Ten Network and check out. You know, we have volleyball coming this weekend. We got a couple of matches against Ohio State and Michigan. Wrestling's getting ready to kick off. Obviously, women's basketball we have tonight. So if you don't have anything going on, that team can shoot the ball. Holy moly, they're going to be a lot of fun to watch. Brenda's got a great team, number 10 in the nation. You know, and then obviously we got men's basketball tomorrow and a big football game on Saturday. Really a great Terps fans, buckle up. It's going to be a good week.
And for Men's Hoops, Gold Rush. So wear your gold. They'll be handing out the gold t-shirts there. Getting ready for the Hoyas and all the fun stuff there. Jim, it is Total Request Thursday. Pick a song out the door, man, because you're a busy dude. We know that.
Here we go. Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Oh, word. Beatles rule. Anyone who says the Beatles suck, you have don't, you know, your ears don't work. They're the same people that tell you that Stained is good or something. Anyways, Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland. Jim, enjoy the weekend. It's going to be busy for you. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, guys. Go Terps.
Yeah, right, no Jim. Doubt. Here's Jim Smith. Everybody go to umterps.com for all of your Maryland needs. We'll come back. Vinny's keys the victory as we circle back to the Ravens. 4.5-point favorites at Minnesota. How do they make that spread? Hey, just win the game, right? At this stage, who cares by how much? But how do they get the win? We got who's joining us at 11 o'clock? No, I lost my piece of paper. We got Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun. We'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. And the whip around at 11:15. Alexander Ovechkin has gone where no man has gone before.
Time for Vinny's Keys to Victory.
881057 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. Ravens at Minnesota taking on the Vikings 1 o'clock Sunday. Ravens trying to make it 3 in a row. Minnesota coming off a big win against Detroit on the road last week. So how do the Ravens get themselves closer to 500? Vinny's keys to victory.
All right, the first one I got is don't let J.J. McCarthy get comfortable. Pressure him early and often. You know, and you're going to have to handle all the boots. They're going to run him out of the pocket, do all those things. But I think make him look like a rookie, which he is. This is, his fourth or fifth game as a starter. So make him look like a rookie there. And I think pressure him early. You know, he got sacked 5 times last week. So he does take sacks. You know, and he threw a pick. So, and then with the pressure and stuff, he had inaccuracies throwing the football. So I think that's going to be a good thing. Don't let him feel like he's in control. Number two, the O-line. Running backs, handle the Viking stunts inside. They're going to line up. They're going to twist, and they're going to twist, stunt, do those type of things. It'll be one-on-one for the running back with that linebacker coming right at him. He's got to step up and take that on. Jahmyr Gibbs last week struggled with that. And then the O-line, this is what scares me a little bit, the guards. You know, that is not Falele's thing. The athleticism with fast, quick guys, those linebackers crisscrossing, stunting, twisting, doing those things. So I'll be anxious to see how the Ravens handle it. Number three, receivers. They got to win one-on-one. When the blitz comes, they're playing one-on-one back there. You got to get open. You got to get open quick. You got to create separation quick because the ball's got to come out quick. Next one is Lamar's got to handle the blitzes and the defensive alignment. It's going to be on Lamar. Lamar's got to make the right checks. Get them out of bad plays. Get them out of the blitzes. He's got to recognize all of it. Now, it's going to be tough sometimes because they do a good job disguising. And that's going to be key. That is going to be key. Lamar's got to study his ass off this week to understand the Vikings defense. And then the next one is win on first and second down. Why is that important? You stay out of third and long because what happens on third and long? They like to bring it. That's when they're going to bring it, third and long. So get 4 yards on first down. Get 4 yards on second down. Make third and two. They can't be blitzing and doing those types of things there. But in long yardage passing situations, they're coming. They are coming. And then the next one is handle the crowd noise. It's going to be loud. Harb said it. It's going to be loud. I've been there before. It is loud. And the best way to handle that, run the football. You know, keeps the crowd quiet, keeps them on their sitting on their hands. And last one is win special teams. Got to win teams. Last week, the Vikings had a blocked field goal. They blocked a field goal of Detroit. Otherwise, Detroit, they tied 27-27. They gave, and Minnesota ran a kick back, got called back, but they still ran it back like 90-some yards for a touchdown. So special teams are going to be important there. Now it's indoors for the looper. They got to try a longer field goal. Sure, have at it. But they need to make a play in teams. You know, like they did in that game with Stroud punting and Wallace catching the ball, making plays on special teams. Those are going to be critical to them. So those are my keys for the game. And if I was just to say one, Bob, I would, can the O-line handle the blitz and the stunts and stuff? That's going to be, that's the biggest thing.
So the Ravens trying to make it three in a row, taking on the Minnesota Vikings team right now, part of a very, very interesting NFC North right now in last place, but they're 4-4, so they're still very much in the mix. Nolan, before we get to the phones real quick, you see, and I didn't know this, I just saw Vinny brought it up, Leody Tavares signed with the Orioles, according to John Heyman.
I did not see that. I have to...
1 year, $2 million. Leody Tavares was part of the Texas team that beat the Orioles in the 2023 divisional round, was part of their World Series championship team that same year. Let's just say that his production has cratered since, well, he did all right in 24, but last year was really bad. Switch hitting outfielder in a relatively cheap 27 years old. So another name added to the mix.
How's he fit in?
This feels like a depth piece, for sure. This is a platoon guy.
Yeah, he's not your everyday center fielder, no. But for $2 million, he comes in last year with Texas and Seattle, 205, three homers, 17 ribbies. So Leody Tavares, according to John Heyman and other media outlets, signing with the Orioles 1 year, $2 million. Keep adding. Come on, Mike Elias. Keep adding, baby. I mean, he does have some level of success, but we're not talking Ken Griffey Jr. here at all. We got top row call, Nolan McGraw. And Nolan says yes. Let's go to Sean in Minnesota. Sean, thanks for holding. What's up? You're on with Vinny, Haney, and Nolan. You're on this Total Request Thursday.
You know, I don't know if I have ever in 20-some years now as a Ravens fan of almost 30 years, I guess 30 years now. But then again, we haven't always been in the AFC North. We used to be, what, AFC Central, wasn't it?
Yep.
With Tennessee.
Jacksonville
and Jags, yeah. So I don't know if I've ever wanted them to win a game ever more than beating the Steelers. Like, for me, that's always been the mark of the year, you know. And I feel like a lot of Ravens fans, especially if you're living in Baltimore and you have a lot of Pittsburgh fans around you, you're like, listen, I don't care what game you win or lose, just make sure you win this game. Well, I've been in Minnesota for 5 years now, and we have, you know, so Baltimore coming to Minnesota to play this game. Like, for me, this is my I don't care what game you win. Actually, I want them to win them out. All it's going to win out. But man, you gotta win this game. It's somewhat of a homecoming for Bateman and Falele for
yep.
sure.
Yeah.
But you know, man, I've been talking. Hey, Ben. Hey, I've been talking my crap respectfully for the past 5 years. You know, so it's finally, you know, look, I need this because I can't stand walking around my neighborhood and my supermarket and every place.
What all the
every
purple.
Place I go. Yeah. Hey, you know how many times people come up to me and they're like, oh, nice purple, but wrong team. We'll see about that come Sunday. But I'm really excited. Myself and the whole family, we're all going. So,
oh, nice.
Go Ravens.
It'll be loud. It'll be loud.
There's Sean in Minnesota, so he's going to represent the Charm City, now relocated out to Minnesota, as the Vikings take it on the Ravens. Nolan, yes or no on the next one? Thumbs up, thumbs down. He says yes. Let's get back to the phones. Go Ellicott City. It's Kevin. Kevin, what's up?
I got back there. Vinny and Bob, how y'all doing?
Hey, good. What's up, Kevin?
Not too much, man. Hey, real quick, Vinny. Man, I got to see that game with your son against, I think it was Ohio State, man.
Yeah.
That offense, that line he runs on is some serious hockey players there, buddy.
top line in the country.
That's what I was just telling Trippy. I was like, I think it's the top line in the country, they were saying. That's amazing, man. Good for them guys and good for you, man. That's awesome.
Thank you.
But Minnesota, fellas, I think we've been stacking some positivity with the football team. Be honest with you, I think we stretch them out by somewhere in a 14-point victory at least. So I think we dominate these dudes this weekend.
All right, Kevin, thanks for the call. We'll do our picks later in the show. But Vinny, you're kind of, not to spoil it, you're kind of leaning in that direction too, that the Ravens are going to win.
Yeah.
Might be difficult, but still could be a comfortable victory when it's all said.
I think it could be difficult early on until they kind of get adjusted to how the Vikings defense is going to play them. Because if Lamar has time, Bob, if the rush is not getting to him, they'll pick him apart in the back end too.
It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Brian Wacker, Baltimore Sun, get his thoughts on Sunday's game. And the healthiest the Ravens have been, it seems, all season long. Whip around 11:15. Tons going on in world sports. And historically, we'll get into that. And if you want to join us, 11:30 is your chance. Get in here. Your predictions. Ravens taking on the Vikings. Can the Ravens get to 5-5? By the Jets the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And then on Thanksgiving night, you have Cincinnati. Ravens, they better be 7-5. Is that too much to ask?
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.